Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of this show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode on Journey with Julianne, I want to remind you to stay unbothered. I am so grateful to God that I have reached a point in my life wherein I have learned how to be unbothered. And no, it doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It doesn't mean that I'm 100% stoic and nothing bothers me at all. But honestly, I just can't really be bothered by things that are not important to me, because I've learned a few things that have helped me develop the mindset that I can't really be bothered by these little things. Number one, and I want to share this with you because I know a lot of you might have been people pleasers or are recovering people pleasers, or you might still be a people pleaser, but learning to say no, having boundaries, okay, learning to say no. If something is going to bother you, then say no. If going somewhere is going to bother you, then say no. Learning to say no is important to being unbothered. Honestly, my friend, I am no longer a people pleaser. And one of the things that helped me stop being a people pleaser is acknowledging that the Lord has plans for me, and I cannot be so easily distracted by things that aren't important to me, by things that won't bring me closer to the version of myself that I want to become, closer to my goals. Okay, closer to helping more people, closer to just living the true life that God wants me to have. And so I learned to say no. Now, there will be people in your life that will ask you to do things that you will not be comfortable with, that will not align with the type of life that you want to live, that will bother you, that will not aligned with their values. And if you don't learn how to say no because you're scared of disappointing them, you're scared of what they will think about you, what they'll say about you, you will be bothered, my friend. Your peace will be disrupted. Okay, so learning to say no is a really, really good first step. Might be really big for some of you, but it's something that you need to learn in order to be unbothered, in order to maintain this peaceful mindset and truly have inner peace. Another thing that you can work on is creating a no drama zone. Drama can be a major energy drain. Okay, so make a conscious effort to surround yourself with positivity and steer clear of unnecessary conflicts. So you can practice effective communication, and if something is not worth your energy, let it slide. Your peace of mind is worth much more than engaging in unnecessary arguments. It might mean cutting people out of your life, either temporarily or on a permanent basis. Now, I know that cutting people out of your life is not an easy thing to do, rather, but sometimes it's needed to create inner peace. I honestly have had such a peaceful aura life, but of course I have moments of disruption, which is normal because I'm human and I'm living on earth, and it's just a normal thing to experience. But for the most part, I don't really have any more drama in my life, except not too long ago, someone really tried to bother my peace, and this really has not happened in years. Like in my adulthood, like not in school, because I feel like when you're in school, like if you're in high school or college, and you look back at it now, it's like, it's okay. You know, we've all grown up and changed. So I forgive them. It's all good for me, right? But now, like as an adult, if someone is going to try to involve me in their personal drama, in their unhealthy mindset, I literally don't have time for that. And I believe, I truly believe that if you develop that mindset that, you know what, my time is sacred, my energy is sacred, my life, God has given it to me for a purpose, I cannot involve myself in this drama. I encountered someone who was creating drama in their life. I don't know if they were bored. I don't know if, you know, they're just going through these emotions, but you really can't allow these kinds of people to bring you down with them. Okay. And it doesn't mean that you will completely disregard their feelings. I truly believe with the help of the Holy Spirit that, you know, with the help of God, by the grace of God, I was able to handle the situation that I was in with this person who was trying to bring us down with, you know, that person's path. You know, I truly believe that I handled it with as much grace and as much empathy as I could. And I just honestly wanted to remind that person that, you know what, there's a plan for you and you will get through this. But sometimes when you are so focused on your path, my friend, you can show them empathy, you can show them care and respect. But if these people are trying to bring you down with them, with their negativity and with their drama, and there's nothing that you can do to really help them because they're choosing to react that way, you have to step away, my friend. You have to protect your peace and your energy and your time. And it's not that you're choosing to be a bad person, but knowing that you have already given them healthy advice if they asked for it. You have already given them time and space and empathy and care, and they are still on that road to negativity, to drama. It is not wrong to step away, because creating a no drama zone is so good for you. It is amazing for your energy, especially if you're used to being around drama, because that is just such a huge energy drain. Another thing that really helps with staying unbothered is finding joy in the simple things. Okay, being grateful. Okay, finding joy in the everyday moments. Gratitude shifts your mindset, my friend. And this also helps if you are experiencing negativity. Remember how beautiful it is just to watch a sunset, savor a delicious meal, or share a laugh with a friend. Take time to appreciate the beauty that surrounds you. You are alive. You are on this earth, and there are so many things that you have yet to experience. Food you can eat, things to see, words to say, people to meet. You know, you can travel, see new places, or go to places that you know you love. Being grateful for the little things can shift your focus away from things that stress you out. So my friend, even though I had that little blip of almost drama, that person really wanted me to be involved, but I said these affirmations, and I just hope that this person would change their path. And, you know, I did what I could, and I handled it with as much grace and as much patience, my friend, as much patience, really, truly, genuinely, as much patience as I could give. I am still grateful. I am grateful that I experienced that negative interaction, because it reminded me of how important it is for me to make these podcast episodes and make these pieces of content about mental health. And it just, it brought me back to my purpose. And also, I'm grateful because I'm glad that I'm not in that person's position, that I have clarity of mind, that God has given me the wisdom to discern and not to choose the path of drama, not to choose the path of negativity, to choose the path of gratitude. So I'm very, very grateful for that. See, I just do my very best to find things to be grateful for. And even though kind of remembering that moment brings me a little bit of stress when I smile about it and remember why I should be grateful for it, it just feels so much lighter. I kid you not. It just feels so much better, my friend, to really see things in a positive light and be grateful for it, you know? So aside from that negative interaction that somebody tried to have with me, tried to bring us all down in that person's negativity, I am just grateful as well that I'm not in that person's position, and that I am very focused on the path that God has for me. And that's what I want to share with you today, my friend. Choose the path of gratitude. Stay unbothered, because God has a plan for you, and you have time. You have the power. You have the mental, physical, spiritual strength, as long as you work on it, to do what God wants you to do, my friend, to be the successful, healthy, happy version of you. Choose the path of peace. Choose the path of life. Choose the path of true fulfillment. Not just what is good for the ego, but what is good for the soul. with all of that said, my friend, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you were meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, the Lord God is always with us. Please tag me on Instagram story, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.